not even uncomfortable. Okay, so this poem I have written about Imam Hussein, and it was dedicated to the youth because I feel as though within today's Muslim youth society, we have a hard time applying Karbala and Imam Hussein's message to our lives today. So I wanted to hopefully help this poem by portraying it to you guys in a way that you guys will take the message and apply it in your everyday lives. Hussein minni wa ana min Hussein. Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. For years the saying adorned my wall, but never to my comprehension did it crawl, because from a literal stance, how can one be from that who is younger than him? You see, we are taught that with age comes superiority, as if maturity is the sum of the digits of your age out of 10, 1 plus 4 equals 5, but Asim would disagree. Is there something to be said about a youth who has ears ahead, yet exchanges a mortal life for an immortal death? And no, Hussein did not die for your sins, but he did save your skins in the sense of preserving that with which all life begins, a basic necessity that's necessarily necessary, freedom. But where is freedom? You see, Hussein's message has yet to reach our apprehension. Hey, hats in the villa, no way to oppression, but lately, oppression has been the only way. I mean, like Loki, I never picked up a grenade in my garden. I never saw people I loved die starving. I never saw my family die through many years of sanctions, while the ruler's families lived in palaces and mansions. Never had a family member kidnapped for a ransom. Never lost a friend to violence that was random. But bombings, occupation, torture, intimidation, a million dead people doesn't equal liberation. See, just as Hussein did, we too should give our heads rather than give our hands in alliance to a tyrant like Yazid, a tyrant like society, a tyrant like our nafs, ourselves. Because the greatest jihad, in the words of the most beloved, is the one against yourselves. And who better to personify this persistently piercing purport of a purpose than Hur himself? You see, he knew that his name meant the root of the word freedom, but roots grow best when planted in plains soaked by pounds, so it was either the dry barren mounds or the soon-to-be blood-soaked crowns. Heaven versus hell, a decision that would redound and smolder, but unlike many of us, he knew that there were two writers on your shoulders, so ask yourselves, which one are you keeping busy? See, Hussein did not ask for a materialistic love, but rather a spiritual one of the essence, and we symbolize our love for him by adorning our homes with decor pertaining to him, when in all reality, we should be adorning our graves with teachings pertaining to him. See, the problem is, we think we have time. We think we have time to stray from his way and return at an older age to pray, but know that you are prone to being thrown off of your throne like Yazid and Fir'aun. Realize that you are nothing but a number of days. And as each day passes away, a part of you passes away. Realize that, like our very prophet, the best of mankind, he is from Hussein. You too are from Hussein. They may have won the battle then, but you, Ya Hussein, you won the war. For that day, you died as one, but as millions you pretend. The big, yes. Totally.